This was quite a rookie class as you look around the league and you look around the history of the Vikings. Tell me about that, to be a part of this rookie draft class that just about everybody contributed.
Absolutely. I mean, I think almost every single one of our rookies played, and, you know, they all had impacts in one way or another, whether it's on offense, defense, or special teams, and we needed that this year. And those guys were able to step up and play right away.
I know you're talking about the loss. It was so amazing, the run that you guys had, running the table to get to the playoffs, and to be so high, and then to hit so low. How has that been to adjust, like, team-wise?
I think it shows a lot about this team. The fact that it wasn't just an easy thing for us all year. We went through highs and lows. We had to battle back after winning a couple. And, we had to win those four games at the end, and everybody knew it, and everybody we played knew it. And the fact that we were able to win those games and really get into the playoffs is a testament to what this team's going to be about in the future.
Really, I just like the chemistry of the team. Every guy on the team is a guy that you want to play with, and guys that you have fun playing with and can count on. So that's the thing that stood out to me. I mean, it seems like with the guys we have here, the leadership we have with the coaches, with the front office, that things are headed in the right direction.
Going into next year, Christian's going to be a year older and probably a year wiser. How much better can this offense get with him growing and obviously, the rest of the team gelling?
I think the sky's the limit for us. We made some strides this year, coming off of last year. We got better. But, we're always looking to improve. There's things we can get better at. I think becoming more consistent in the passing game is a big thing that we'll work on and we'll get better at going into next year. And, we'll just go from there.
We had a good season. Obviously, it didn't end how we wanted it to. Unfortunately, Green Bay, they outplayed us, made more plays than we did. But overall, we worked hard this year. The guys fought. Obviously, we overcame a lot of expectations other people had on us, but we never put a ceiling on what we could do. And we felt like we gave ourselves a shot to make the dance and, get to the Super Bowl. So, we'll try to build on this, come back stronger next year, do what we need to do to get better, and have a good year next year too. I've been so focused on the season and trying to finish strong and play well. And, hopefully we had, big goals this season. So I think when I get home and get to relax for a couple of days, it'll sink in that I'm going to the Pro Bowl. And, it's a great honor and I'm humbled by it. And, to be voted in by the peers and coaches, it means a lot to me personally. So, I'm not satisfied with it. I hope this is the first of many. So, but that's the mindset I'll take into this offseason.
Well, another year down. How do you assess this year?
I mean, it's a big improvement from last year, but, we're not satisfied with just getting in the playoffs. We wanted to stay in a little longer and try to make it to New Orleans. But, it's a step, and we got to keep improving.
What's the next step for this defense, do you think?
Just keep building on what we did this year. I mean, we had a new coordinator. Took a little time to fill that out, but we made some things happen. I mean, we made plays down the stretch, and we look pretty good.
What are your priorities this offseason?
Just resting, getting ready for another year, and just basically coming back stronger.
Yeah, we didn't reach the ultimate goal. We'd love to still be playing. We didn't want to just be happy with making the playoffs. But despite all that, it was a fun year. Through the ups and downs of the season, it was fun to with the guys in the locker room. It was probably the most fun I've had in a long time. And hopefully we just keep a strong nucleus of the team and keep things going for years to come. And I think the teams that usually win in this league have that kind of bond that we had this year, especially the run that we made, towards the end of the year, beating quality teams on the road when we hadn't really won on the road before. And just to get to the point where we made the playoffs, you need that kind of chemistry within the locker room.
What does it say about the team that you had three wins, then you make the playoffs, and you guys are still saying we left a little bit something on the table, we can still get better?
I mean, that's big time. I mean, when you sit there and look at the games and realize that, a lot of those games we didn't play our best ball, but we played well at the end of the year. And so you want to try to keep that moving forward. And, hopefully next year we can build on that and maybe get a first-round bye in the playoffs. I mean, those are all things that are going to be determined, because at the same time we went 12-4 and then turned around and went 6-10. So, like I said, every year stands on its own merit, so you gotta build on what you've done the year before and get better from it, not get worse.
I know a lot of the rookies, Harrison and whatnot, were saying what we liked is there wasn't rookie hazing. Like, the guys would give us, some advice and tease us, but it was mostly, listen, you guys show what you can do and do it. And he said that that really meant a lot to him. I mean, you were a rookie at one point. How much going forward then is that chemistry going to help this team?
And it's going to be huge. I mean, you saw how big they stepped up for us this year. So, I mean, you know, with a little bit of experience and things like that, you know, year two should be a big jump. And, you know, we need those guys. So I think in years forward, they're going to be huge for this organization.
I think, you know, our GM has done a great job. Rick's done a great job with his vision, building a young roster, guys that are hungry, want to work hard, and having good veteran leadership. And, you know, I think we're definitely a team on the upswing. Obviously, you know, we're still disappointed. The loss is still pretty fresh. We didn't accomplish our ultimate goals, but we made huge strides. And as long as we go about our business the right way this offseason, you know, rest up right now while it's time to do that, get healthy, and come back ready to work once the offseason program starts, you know, we're definitely a team that's on the upswing.
Can you talk about a year older? How much is that going to help Christian as he matures?
I mean, experience is huge at that position, but it's big across the board. You know, he was an enormous factor in our late run, you know, those four straight wins to get us into the playoffs. And that experience is very valuable going forward. And, you know, as a team, we should just be that much better for, you know, having had some success this year. We're hungry for it, but at the same time, we want more. You know, you don't want to go out in the first round of the playoffs.